there was in Springville. Yeah, all them others have been built in that back of the post office over there, right across over there. That's a two-story house over there.
Uh-huh.
That old house there, ain't no telling how old it is.
Yeah. But, man, that old, that church and that school are mighty old, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah. But that school there, I remember when they built part on here.
Yeah.
And the church is there, too.
Now, this house has those boards that lap over.
That's right.
You call them?
Yeah.
You know, it has those on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Weatherboard.
Yeah. They didn't used to put those on houses, though, did they? Well, I guess.
Yeah, they take and put. Back. Yeah, they take and put them that plant right out there on the outside there. I know 55 years ago, they were just like they are right now.
What about some of the rooms in the house that you were born in? How many rooms did it have? I mean, what was it like?
Well, it's just where I was born, Johnny. It was just two. The hall down to it, and then there was two room on each side, a log house, and the kitchen out there was log.
Uh-huh.
That's where Abner and them was little bitty fellas, and see, all of them was born. All of us was born there, except Willie. Willie was born over there on the Lower Springville Road. Maddie, she was born down here at the old Aaron Price place. All of us born right up there. It, where that motel at, where that house is at. That old log house got burnt down.
Yeah.
And they used to keep barrels of syrup in the house there, and Abner went there one day, and they wanted some syrup for him and Will and Leela. And Mama's doing something or other. I think Annie or Mary was a baby. And she went out there and looked. They went and got them some syrup, turned the old wooden peg on, and Bear was laying down. I got his papa come in at dinner time. I got and the syrup had done taking a run all the way from that plum to the road down there. They turned it on. I got and got them some syrup, and they just left it running. And went on back. They went on back to house and run a whole 35-gallon barrel of syrup out. It run from that of the road down there.
Oh,
and Mama didn't know nothing about it. But you take, when you hit the boiling place, and the way they made brown sugar, you know, you're taking take a 35-gallon barrel, a 30-gallon barrel, for like about 5 gallons filling it up, and they take you go ahead and, while it was hot, and they three or four would get to rolling. That stuff was heavy as lead, and they roll it around there for about 3 or 4 or 5 hours. And just roll it up and bump it lightly like that, and then turn it right around, change it the other way, and roll it back and forward. And to you take and set it up on the end, I got and let it set there. And when you're taking it off, the whole thing will be solid sugar.
Really? And that's how they make that.
Yeah, that's where they take. After they didn't go to town, but once a year, they take and go ahead and. Fix about 2 or 3 barrels of that there brown sugar. Now you got this all there, take and go ahead and knock the hook down, take the head out. Just go there with a dipper and just dip down in there and get your brown sugar out. And go ahead and use the sweetened coffee and everything with it. Cook potato custards and sweet bread and all like that. Go to town, you get 1,000 pounds salt and 100 pounds of sugar, white sugar, the sweetened coffee and all like that. The rest of it I got cooking with, they cooked with brown sugar.
Uh-huh.
Right here, rob about 50 or 75 beehives I got, and they take and go ahead and put all the hit in a barrel. And one of them big kegs, and take and go ahead and couldn't put it in the smokehouse where the salt was, but that honey would go ahead and draw that salt and hit a rope. They put it in the back hall of the house.
Yeah.
And take and go to after, just go there and dip down in there. You got to keep it covered up. They had a piece of old cheesecloth, they put it over the top of it and toss